This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
Welcome to today's broadcast. I'm Creflo Dollar, and today we're picking up on my teaching from yesterday on the stance of a Christian versus the state of a Christian. Now, I taught this message at the 2023 Grace Life Conference, and it was powerful. The power of God came in there. Now, if you missed yesterday, real quick, I want to review. I talked about how our state refers to the things we go through in our everyday life. In contrast, our stance in Christ being established when we got born again. The day we accepted Christ into our hearts was the day we were made holy. Now, Jesus did that, and there is nothing we can do to change it. Isn't God good? Whoa, I'm so excited about this message. I'm getting excited all over again. Let me calm down. Listen, while we take a really good look at this thing today, I want you to really just be praying and seeking God and allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to you. And it's going to do an amazing thing. But before we do that, let's check out this testimony. It's going to really bless your life.
So it's important for me to attend the Grace Life Homecoming just to come home. You know, we've been with a ministry for 10 years now. And when Pastor Dollar said, all world changers come home for Grace Life, we just had to come and partake. To me, to be a world changer is just making marks in people's hearts that can never be erased, to spread the love, the grace, and the mercy of Jesus Christ. It's being the hands of feet and feet of Jesus to every person that we encounter. And most of all, to show no judgment, no matter where a person is, to have no judgment and to let them know that grace is tangible and His name is Jesus. I've been impacted from the Word. The Word has been rich, it's been deep, it's been gold. The worship has been dynamic, like every session I've just entered in with worship and with the Word. It's been incredible. You have to be here. Like, it's gold. It's the best meal. It's the best side dish. It's the best ever. Like, Grace Life, you have to come. Like, there's nothing comparable to it. Out of all the conferences that I've been to, nothing compares to Grace Life. It's rich. World Changers is where it's at.
Listen, let me calm down. Let's get to today's broadcast. Let's get in the Word today, and I'll see you right after this message.
A room filled with brilliant minds. Women gather to share and learn. Seeds of knowledge ready to bloom. Ideas blossoming as we discern. Experts, students, leaders alike. Each with her own light to shine. Are you ready to bloom?
So let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let His love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 14 in the NLT. Wow. Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 14. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So I've been called to every spiritual blessing. It's in the heavenly realm because we are united with Christ. Because I've been united with Christ. Everything about this inheritance, everything about this adoption comes because I'm united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us. He decided to love you. And if you came out crazy, He still decided to love you. God loved us and He chose us. He chose us in Christ. He chose us to be holy. He chose you to be holy. Now you're trying to become holy. And the way you see that change in your life is if you accept that I have been born with this undeserved privilege, I am holy, even though you ain't doing nothing holy, I am holy is going to start changing what you're doing. Your stance is going to start changing your state. God loved us, and He chose us in Christ to be holy, and watch this, and He chose us to be without fault, watch this, in His eyes. You still pulling up all of your faults in your day-to-day walk, and God chose you to be without fault in His eyes, so we got to start seeing ourselves like God sees us. Yeah, but Brother Dollar, you don't know what I did. I'm telling you, you're in life right now. That is your state, but you have a stance that's going to change your state. Glory to God. It's a journey. You're going from College Park to California. It's a journey. There are a lot of things that happen from College Park to California. You might run out of gas. The engine might overheat. You might need to pull over to get some work done. You might need to pull over and get some rest. You might get lost. Hallelujah. But be assured, you're going to arrive in California. And listen. So listen, you don't need to judge me because I had to pull over. Don't send me to hell because my car overheated. Don't condemn me to hell because I got lost. And that's what Christian people do. Why are we trying to send people to hell all the time? Oh, I know they're going to hell. You sure enough going to hell for that. You sure, honey, I'm on a journey, you understand? I am on a journey. To walking worthy to this thing that God has called me to from the foundations of the world. Please reserve your judgment for yourself. I remind you, I'm on my way to California. Hallelujah. I haven't arrived there yet, but I will show up. Stop it. Well, I don't agree with what he said. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I just believe you're supposed to preach what you believe. And sometimes people get way ahead of you, and just because you don't understand it. See, you just left College Park. That stuff you don't understand. You don't know that the bridge went out. And I had to get Siri to redirect me and do what I need to do. And the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, knows how to take you around a wreck, knows how to take you around a situation. Ooh, Jesus. Part of my calling before the foundation of the world is to be holy and without fault. And that's a journey. I'm on my way. In my state, in my life, I'm on my way to holiness and with no fault. So have a good time right now, because when I fall, I shall arise. Verse 5. So God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family. Oh, Creflo Christ Dollar. It wasn't what I did. It wasn't what you did. He decided that every believer was going to be adopted as sons and daughters. He made a decision to do that before the foundations of the world. So why are we sweating like sinners to receive what has already been done for us? I'm a part of the family.
And you have to remind the devil of that. When he comes to with different strategies and attack to try to bring you down, you have to remind him. Okay, so you do know you messing with a royal. Just because I don't have the royal attire on, you better ask somebody. Like I tell people sometimes, I'm from College Park. You need to tell folks, I'm from heaven. I'm a citizen of heaven. You don't know who you're messing with. I'm a royal. Who says so? God decided in advance. He adopted us in his own family by bringing us to himself. How did he do it? Through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do. He wanted to do it. He wanted to do it. I don't care how crazy it's been for you. I don't care how bad it's been for you. I don't care all of the stuff you've ever gone through. Remind yourself, God wanted you. Why do you want me, God? Why did you want me? He said it gave him great pleasure to want you before you were even born. Keshakakalaba. So we praise God. I said we praise God. Not for the car necessarily, not for your house necessarily, not for your promotion necessarily. See, all that stuff supposed to be normal for royals, you understand? You wasting your time, wasting your faith on stuff that just is supposed to be yours anyway. You know, what you believe in God for, a car, that's supposed to be normal. Is that how you can go? Now, we praise God for his glorious grace that he has poured out on us who belong to his dear son. I praise him for his grace. I praise him for his unrestricted operation of his love. I'm going to try to make it through this thing. I'm trying to get through this. Keshaka. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I praise him for his grace. When I was on my way to hell, didn't have no God on my side, couldn't figure out how to get rid of crazy, I praise him for his grace that reached down and saved me when I didn't deserve it, healed me when I didn't deserve it, made a way out of no way when I didn't deserve it. Glory to God, I praise him for his grace. Oh, my goodness. I praise him for his grace. All that stuff he did before the foundations of the world, that was by his grace. That was by his grace. The wealth of his mercy. He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his sons and forgave our sins. See, you're going around trying to get God to do what he's already done. He has showered his kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. So before the foundations of the world, he decided that I'm gonna give you wisdom and understanding. So somewhere on the inside of you, there's an ability to know what to do when you don't know what to do. All you got to do is pause and chill. It's gonna be all right. Just tell yourself it's going to be all right. God's working that thing all right. And then you start praying a little bit. And the ability to know what to do when you don't know what to do has already been given to you royals. Verse 9. God has now revealed to us his mysterious will, his mystery. God has revealed to us his mystery regarding Christ, which is to fulfill his own good plan. We, as folks that are here and joining me to minister to you, we are honored to be God's tool, to minister to you the mystery of God, the mysteries of God, which is why you got to stop coming to church to learn something you already know. Like you scared when you hear something you ain't never heard before. You ain't supposed to know something. So you keep coming to church just to hear what you already heard. You're going to hear some stuff that's a part of the mystery. You're going to hear some stuff. So some of you ain't ready for it. If I were to tell you that God started this whole thing out with Rhema word, wasn't no Bible. Wasn't no Bible. There wasn't any Bible. It wasn't written down. Wasn't no letters put together. They all move because they heard God's word. And they all got results because they heard God's word. And then God said, I got to start a process. Let me put a book together and give them the word that they heard without a book. Let me record the Rhema word into a logos form. So we got in the word, but then we cut off our ear and decided I can't hear nothing because I got the written word. Now the written word is a step back into logos. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Breakthrough doesn't come because you know this scripture. Breakthrough came because you got a hold to the Rhema word behind that scripture. And it's not just by that scripture, it's by that Rhema. And when you heard that Rhema, it's God saying to you, I want you to do this, and I want you to show up here, and I want you to stop doing that and start doing this. And when God speaks a word to you, breakthrough cannot be held back. But you started calling everybody demon-possessed when they told you there's a word behind this word. I don't know, my Bible tells me. You don't even know that Bible. You still dripping from baptism or water baptism, and you trying to tell somebody who trying to get, and you know what I'm talking about. I want to hear from the Lord. Tell me what you want me to do. While I'm walking to the bathroom, say something to me. I'm believing that while we're preaching to you, you're going to hear God talk to you while we're talking to you. And some of those notes you write down, I didn't say it. It must have been a Rhema that just showed up and getting ready to cause a breakthrough to come in your life. And this is the plan. At the right time, he will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything in heaven and everything on the earth is coming together under the authority of Christ. You'll no longer be a part of the fabulized gospel, where they make up rumors and fables to make you go into a spasm shout. Hallelujah. But everything is going to be under the authority of Jesus Christ, where you're not going to be able to go nowhere without hearing his name. Furthermore, Because we are united with Christ, we've received an inheritance from God before the foundations of the world. You're trying to get God to do something, he's like, I have given you an inheritance. And you still got him on that little chief stuff. Give me a car, pay my bills, and help me to get along with my family. Are you serious? We've received an inheritance from God, for he chose us in advance. And he makes everything, he makes everything work out according to his plan, not yours. So you trying to get God to work out your plan. And Satan wants to support your plan. So through the use of mammon, which is the spirit behind money, he can seduce you into showing up at places that God's plan hadn't designed for you to show up in, but the mammon wants to get you to a place that's not called there. And so all you got to do is figure out how to get somebody to offer you $1 million to go work here, and you don't like, forget about what God say, I got to go here. But now watch out now, because now you're dealing with a God who knows how to work out his plan. And you'll go there for that $1 million that God didn't say nothing to you about, and then make up excuses. Well, I can support the gospel better. You weren't supporting it where you are. And if you can't do what you do where you are, you sure ain't gonna do it if you get a promotion somewhere else. Quit lying to yourself. Quit lying. There's too much lying going on in the church. Quit lying. Dude, I need to calm down, seriously. He knows how to work out his plan. I cannot explain to you all the things or why certain things happen. I don't know why God allowed those 3 tumors to come in my body. I don't know why I got shingles. I don't know why I had 2.5 years of tackling my body. I don't know why, but I know that I can trust God, that no matter what happens, he knows how to work out his plan. God's purpose was that, and he's talking that, you know, Paul was a Jew referring to himself. God's purpose was that we Jews who were the first to trust in Christ would bring praise and glory to God. And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth. You Gentiles, you non-Jewish people, you have also heard the truth. The good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom he promised long ago. So the Holy Ghost showed up as a seal to guarantee you what he promised.
Grace Life Conference 2023 Homecoming featured 3 power-packed days focused on celebrating the life of grace. Creflo and Taffy Dollar were joined by special guests, topping off a weekend filled with revelation. Experience all 9 sessions for a love gift of $50 or more for CDs or $60 or more for DVDs. Celebrate grace. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit CreflodollarMinistries.org and click eStore while supplies last.
Listen to me, listen to me. I'm getting more revelation as I listen to these teachings with you. I really hope you're getting something out of it as well. We may not know why we're going through what we're going through or why bad things happen to us, but we have to trust that God has a plan for us, and regardless of what it looks like, we must know that it will all work out for our good. God already did it.
Are you ready to come home? Grace Life Conference 2024, the reunion is coming. Creflo and Taffy Dollar will be joined by special guests Andrea Creighton, Gregory Dickow, Bishop Clarence McClendon, Inky Johnson, Michael Smith, Hezekiah Walker, and Brian Courtney Wilson, July 11th through 13th. Don't miss this experience that includes our annual Mentality and Ministers and Leaders Conferences. Text Grace Life to 51555.
Creflo Dollar Global Missions has fed, clothed, housed, and shared the gospel of grace with people on practically every continent. I want to take a moment to encourage you to visit our website and catch up on all the missions work we're doing around the world. You may never visit these places or witness the poverty and levels of human suffering firsthand, but your support, prayers, and selfless giving equipped us to go and to change lives for the better. Thank you for caring enough to proactively take steps to stop misfortune in the lives of others. And thank you.
If you want to support our global missions outreach endeavors, consider becoming a partner today by calling in or by visiting us online and signing up. Thank you for partnering with us today.
We never want to assume that all of you are born-again Christians. Being born again is the key to experiencing God's promises in your life. It's the most important decision you can make. I want to say a prayer of salvation with any of you who would like to receive it right now. Receive the gift of salvation. Pray with me and just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus died for my sins. I believe that Jesus was the payment for my sins, that he was the sin offering. And I receive him as my peace offering. Jesus, come into my heart, save me, and today by faith, I receive you and declare that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer with me, I want to welcome you to the kingdom of God.
Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.